And joining us to talk about that, Vanessa Klesta and also Ryan Ladd. And Ryan was a host for one of our spotlights in Amherst. We were at the Mercy Health and Recreation Center. We did one of those to see that fine facility out there. How are things going over there?
Fantastic. You know, the 2016 summer is, it's hard to say, but almost halfway over. You know, Splash Pad opened up Memorial Day weekend. It will close Labor Day weekend. So, you know, it's July 11th, almost halfway through.
Now, we were there when they first opened the Adaptive Playground, I believe.
That's correct.
How has that been received? And what?
Yeah, so last year in 2015, which included the addition of the Splash Pad, because when you guys were there, we didn't have the Splash Pad fully up and operating. But in 2015, during the months of basically June, July, and August, we had 25,000 visitors. So it's a pretty popular you know, facility within Lorain County.
Sounds like a noisy facility with that many kids running and enjoying the fun that's out there.
Yes, absolutely. But everybody, it's good noises of smiles, laughs, and good times for sure.
Absolutely. You have things going on for the month of July. I see this one thing called Tour de Challenge. That's as French as I can get for something.
Yeah, so basically, we just wanted to try to buy into the whole Tour de France challenges that are going on right now during the dates of July 2nd through July 24th. And we've got about 6 to 7 different indoor cycling classes each week. So we wanted our visitors and members to really participate right along with the Tour de France. And we have a challenge inside our own facility of how many fitness classes, cycling classes, can you take during this Tour de France stages? So we call it the Tour de Challenge. The goal is to take 9 cycling classes within those 22 days. So we'll see what we can get accomplished.
How can there be that many different cycling classes? You get on a cycle machine of some sort, a bike kind of a thing, and you ride. How can there be that much variety in them?
Well, that really comes down to the talent of our instructors. We've got some fantastic instructors that people really enjoy, and their ability to make things fresh and new each week and each class is really a justification on their talent and abilities. Give you some examples of some different types of classes we have on the cycling end. We have a HIIT Cycle and Tone, which is a high intensity class. So the cycling is only for 30 minutes, but you also get some toning for 15 to 30 minutes after that. So it's kind of a 2 classes for the price of 1. Then we just have a 45-minute cycling class, which is more of an endurance class. And then we also have, which is one of the more popular classes right now, Epic Revolution Cycling. We've got an instructor that has brought in her own equipment to, you know, help this cause along. She's got strobe lights and flashing lights all over the room. So basically, if you're someone that struggles to focus for 45 minutes, she gets you lost.
She's the queen of distraction.
She's the queen of distraction. Her name is Donna Bocher, and she's fantastic. One of the most popular instructors we have. She also has included, since we now have Silver Sneakers, it's a program for, you know, the older clientele to come and exercise, we've also implemented a light ride class. So those individuals that maybe are more intimidated by those high-intensity classes, she teaches a light ride class once a week on Tuesdays at 1 o'clock. And it's just a 45-minute class that's a little more lower intensity.
Ryan, you mentioned Silver Sneakers. I see the Senior Olympics are coming up in August.
Yeah, so that's something that, you know, truthfully, this is how I came up with the idea. I don't know if you guys saw it. About 3 months ago, they had the Senior Track and Field Olympics, okay? Just a national program. There was an individual 98 years old running the 100-meter dash. I thought, if you can't get motivated by seeing a 98-year-old person go out there and run a 100-meter dash, now, it wasn't very fast, but I hope at 98 years old, I can go out to the track and I can run a 100-meter dash. So sparked some interest of, hey, let's get some of our members and our non-members to participate in activities like this. So we've got 4 days of activities throughout the Park District. We're going to do events at the Mercy Health and Recreation Center here in Amherst. We're going to do something at Disc Golf at the Vermilion Reservation. And we're also going to do track and field and pickleball at Splash Zone, which pickleball is one of the new hot commodities at Splash Zone in Oberlin that our park district has added.
If this was the old You Bet Your Life with Groucho Marx, the duck would come down right now, and they would say, you have said the secret word.
We've been talking about pickleball for a couple of weeks now, and it seems like it's the big...
4 days, Greg. It's only been 4 days.
It's been weeks.
No,
it's a very popular event now.
It is. Actually, I first came across pickleball about a year ago. One of our members was talking about this whole pickleball game. I said, what is it? He goes, well, come with me. And he took me to check it out over in Lorain. They played an old school. So I played with, you know, the older clientele. But I'll tell you right now, fantastic, a ton of fun. If you're not familiar what it is, I would say it's kind of like ping pong tennis, okay? A large ping pong court, size of a tennis court, basically. But it's more of the ping pong feel.
They said with a giant paddle and a wiffle ball is the other part of it.
Exactly.
That I've heard something
I have the answer. Bruce, Craig, let's set up a time. You two come out to Oberlin Splash Zone and play pickleball. And then you can tell everybody about it.
You can take Vinny and I on.
We're game.
Come on now. I'm not. I'm just trying to remember what song I want to sing because I find that there's an entire array of pickleball songs that are out there on the internet for people to sing. Yeah. Who enjoy pickleball. So
we'll set up a time.
Okay.
I'm game for this.
All right.
We might even have to broadcast it.
Okay, that's fine.
What
even
do you
better.
Think, Matt? Okay.
So if anybody out there is interested in the Silver Sneaker Olympics, you know, like I said, there's four events. You don't have to participate in all of them. You can participate as many as four or as minimum as one. But it's just a great opportunity for you to mingle with others and maybe even challenge yourself to do something maybe that you haven't done before. But they can call our facility and contact me, or actually can register online at metroparks.cc too.
What ages?
60 and up.
Okay. I'm done. I got it.
What do you mean you're done?
Well, no, I was going to ask about Bubble Day that happened yesterday. I was just curious about that. But that was...
About what?
It says Bubble Days at the park Sunday.
Yeah, so yesterday we had... We have theme programs each month at the Metro Parks, the playground facility. Okay, in June it was actually Balloon Day, so we had a lot of activities going on with balloons. We had water balloon toss, balloon relays, balloon launches. This month was Bubbles Day. It's a sensory program. That's why we built the inclusive playground in here in Amherst at the Mercy Health and Recreation. Sensory. So it's one of the most popular theme programs we have all year long. If you just see the faces of the kids, and what am I even talking about, the parents and adults, they just love bubbles. And we had different types of things where you could basically make your own bubbles. We had bubble guns, and, you know, each individual had a door prize of bubbles, anything you could kind of think that pops bubbles. We had it.
Making bubbles. Now, I'll give this for you next year, or if you ever tried to do this again. We had a toy guy on who told us that one of the hot toys for this summer is edible bubbles. It's bubbles that come up. You know, normally you have soap bubbles, and if you try to eat them, you think, why did I decide to do that? These are edible bubbles that will have like a sugar flavor to them as well. So just keep that in the back of your mind.
That I will definitely make that note for sure.
Something else you have coming up, not at Mercy, but... at a Metro Park, is your Golf Fest. Tell us
about
that.
Our Golf Fest is Saturday, 8 o'clock shotgun start. It's $80 a person. We do ask for a foursome. With it being on Saturday, there's a form in the Arrowhead, or you can call me at 440-458-5121 and sign up. We are also looking for hole sponsors. If you want to advertise your business, it's $200 to sponsor a hole. And we are also having silent auction items. And you can also donate to your silent auction, to our silent auction items, and that will also advertise your business.
Where do the proceeds go?
To the Citizens Committee for Lorain County Metro Parks, which is, it helps our tax levies, it helps maintenance, and that's something that builds up over the years. And it's also played at Forest Hills, which is one of our golf courses.
Now, it's $80, right, Vanessa?
That is correct, Ryan.
I'll tell you right now, I was there last year. Heck of a deal, okay? You get a wonderful polo shirt that is...
This year it's red, and featuring Sandy Ridge, and you get your golf cart and your lunch and your dinner.
It's wonderful deal. Absolutely wonderful deal.
Absolutely.
And Forest Hills is a fantastic golf course. Actually, the people I talk to in this county believe that it might be the best public course in Lorain County.
Here you go.
When you're done with that, you can go see your movie Under the Stars, right?
Yeah, we have movie night on Saturday. We're showing Kung Fu Panda 3. Gates open at 8 o'clock. Movie starts at dark. Last month, that was about 9:15.
Okay, so speaking of movie night, I'm going to jump in on that. Yeah. We're doing something new at High Meadows this year. On August 11th, we're having an outdoor movie, and it's Zootopia. And that starts at 8 o'clock.
That was like the big movie of the winter time, right, that came out there.
Okay. Yes, it's huge.
All right. So a lot of movies.
Lots of new things going on.
Bring bug spray when you go to those movies Under the Stars, by the way. That's
really?
Just my side note for things like that. If people want to find out more about what's going on at the Metro Health Rec Center, Mercy Center, Rec Center, we're going to get details on that or anything else at the Metro Parks.
Yeah, no, I encourage anybody to follow us on Twitter, on Instagram,
Facebook
for all the updates. We have alerts and updates on all the programs that are going on throughout the whole summer and the whole entire year.
Doing a Name an Eagle contest, too, on Facebook, so if you want to jump online for that one.
For Sandy Ridge?
Those eagles actually did fly their nest, but we are getting a new eagle at Carlisle. And he's 6 years old. He has a broken wing, so he is a rehab bird. And he does not have a name. So we're doing a Name the Eagle. Our choices are Thor, Aquila, or Armstrong. Any thoughts on that?
Thor is popular.
Aquila.
Ryan, what's your vote?
Male or female, do you know?
It's a male.
I voted for Armstrong.
I voted for Armstrong also.
A little irony there. If it only has one good wing, I don't know.
So now we have Thor and Aquila. All right.
So there's the votes. It's all over the place here.
But so have you guys heard of the new app that's going around, the Pokemon Go app?
Sure. In fact, this, 2 Pokestops in range while you dine.
So I just want to let everybody know that our parks are really a part of this Pokemon Go app. So if you are touring our parks, specifically here in Amherst, you can stop at the Amherst Beaver Creek Reservation and the Mercy Health and Recreation Center. If you're in Amherst today and you're traveling around, stop at those two places, because I got a hint. There are some pokey stops there.
Okay. You heard it here. Breaking
I know. We got breaking news here. For people who may not know me, how does this work?
So you go down on your smartphone, download the Pokemon Go app. Okay, and basically it's a game that you're collecting points or coins, you know, throughout your entire travels. Okay, whether so you're in Lorain County, okay, you might find one here at Arabica, but you know, a lot of them are primarily based on parks and public properties. Okay, so I'm sure that if you are visiting our parks, you will be able to find quite a few different Pokemon stops.
Just another reason to visit one of the beautiful parks in Lorain County.
Well said.
As if you need a reason to go. Vanessa, thank you for coming in.
Always a pleasure,
Vanessa,
you guys.
Cleska,
thanks for having
stopping
us.
By. And Ryan Ladd, thank you for sharing all the excitement and what's happening over at the Mercy Health and Rec Center. Appreciate
thanks for
it.
Having us. And hopefully next year, if you guys want to, I'll personally invite you to come back to the Mercy Health and Recreation Center, or we can even have it at Amherst Beaver Creek Reservation, because we will have a trail extension by Thanksgiving. That really would actually add on to the Amherst Beaver Creek Reservation Bikeway.
So how does that work?
Well, they're going to start, actually, within the next couple months, they're going to start, the trail will go from Amherst Beaver Creek to the Mercy Health and Recreation Center, which is the Holstein Reservation, and up over Route 2, and then hopefully it's going to keep heading on north towards the lake. That's our eventual goal, the whole connectivity.
Cool.
Wow, there's lots of that. Thanks for, again, coming in. Lots going on with the Lorain County Metro Parks, and we continue on in just a moment with more of our Spotlight on Amherst from the Arabica